This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Zhang Wenli, a Chinese Christian man, received notice of administrative punishment from officials in Yunnan province for holding an online Bible study. The officials fined Wenli nearly $3,000 for engaging in illegal Christian education. International Christian Concern notes that it will be increasingly difficult for Chinese Christians to host online Bible studies, as officials in Wuhan, Sichuan, and Yunnan provinces have been disrupting activities of underground churches. Last Thursday, the U.S. State Department designated the Confucius Institute U.S. Center as a propaganda arm of Communist China. Beijing funds Confucius Institutes in 142 countries and regions around the world, including 75 operated in the U.S., mostly on university campuses. The new designation will require more transparency from these institutes. On Sunday, the southeastern European country of Romania celebrated their first National Day of Awareness of Violence Against Christians. Daniel George, a Romanian parliamentarian who originated the celebration, said he hoped the day would educate the public, especially young people, on the importance of Christianity in the country's history and the plight of many believers around the world. Psalm 78, verse 4 says, "We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done." Last Friday, a federal district court issued an order halting the city of Louisville, Kentucky, from enforcing a law on Christian blogger and photographer Chelsea Nelson that would force her to support faux homosexual weddings. Nelson said the freedom of all Americans, especially artists, is at stake.
It's not just my freedom at stake, it's everyone's. When the government can come in and tell you what to do, what to say, what to create, then we do not live in a free America. Artists should be free to choose which messages they promote.
The Family Research Council released an interactive map this week showing which states have defunded the abortion industry of three forms of government programs: Medicaid, Title X family planning funds, and state appropriations. Texas, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, and Mississippi have all defunded abortion providers from the three programs. 16 states have partial defunding of abortion, mostly in the Southeast and Midwest. 15 states have taken no action to defund abortion providers, and 12 states have taken steps to directly fund abortions, including California, Hawaii, Illinois, New Mexico, and New York. Last year, America's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, received over $600 million in government funding. The American Journal of Psychiatry published a large study in October of 2019, heralded as scientific evidence that people who pretend to be the opposite sex and undergo so-called sex reassignment surgeries experience improved mental health. But on August 1st of this year, the journal published a correction to that study, saying that the results demonstrated no advantage of such surgeries to the individual's mental health. Mark 10, verse 6 says, "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." Apple surpassed $2 trillion in market value on Wednesday, becoming the first U.S. public company to do so. This comes just 2 years after the tech giant became the first U.S. company to reach $1 trillion. And finally, the Oklahoma Department of Human Services received over 10,000 adoption requests from all over America for a 9-year-old boy named Jordan, who has been in foster care for 6 years and made a heartfelt plea on the local news. Jordan told KFOR he's just hoping for a family to call home after his brother Brayson was adopted out of foster care.
"If you could go anywhere in the whole wide world, where would it be?"
"To an adoption party for a home."
Jordan had only one wish when asked what he would want if he were granted three wishes.
Family, those are only wishes I have.
And Jordan explained why he wants to be adopted.
Well, the reason why it's important is because so I could have some people to talk to anytime I need to.
Psalm 68, verse 6 says, God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 21st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.